Okay, Rupert.
Well, I have to say, there were plenty in the jump off, but that was a very gutsy, brave jump off round that you produced, and your horse delivered with bells on.
Yeah, so I knew it was going to be Nicole Pavitt coming to the end. I knew she was going to be really quick, so I had to lay something down and just risked everything. And yeah, Royal Tail was super. She just tried her heart out, and yeah, she made my job easy.
This is a very exciting horse you've got too, isn't it?
Yeah, she's only 7-year-old. She's by our sire Montrose Tail, and she's been on fantastic form this year. She's got the Fox and Dan, the Great Sea, to come this week. And yeah, she's just a real one for the future, hopefully.
So when you looked at that big jump off, I mean, did you feel that you could be positive?
Well, I know she's always naturally quick. So I just, I'm just, when you go to the jump off, you've got to be confident and just try your best.
And you've won plenty, but what about at the Horse of the Year show?
Yes, one of the most prestigious shows in the world, and to gallop down that centre line, it just makes all the hard work worthwhile.
Well, we're near a sign that says the Arena of Dreams. Did it feel like that coming in for you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So I came here as a kid on a couple of younger horses and sort of slowly building, and this year we really felt we had a real live chance, and yeah, she just stepped up to the plate.
And it could be that you could be in for a big week, as you say. This horse is not going to be put away in the stable now.
Yeah, no, she's still got a couple of classes to come, and we got another 4 horses here as well, so I'm looking forward to it. So
brilliant. Well done tonight.
Thank you very much.